Good morning. For KUER News, I'm Andrea Smartin. The University of Utah wants to bring science and sustainability into the state's prisons. The U is developing a project that would work with inmates on recycling, gardening, and composting, among other things. It's part of a trend toward environmental sustainability in prisons, the subject of a workshop at the university that starts today and runs through Friday. With us today is the scientist who's working on the university's new program, Nalini Nadkarni. Nadkarni is a biologist, an ecologist, and the U's director of the Center for Science and Mathematics Education. So the university is hosting this workshop on sustainability in prisons. What does that mean?
Well, the Sustainability in Prisons project is actually kind of a confluence of what you might call strange bedfellows, scientists, conservationists, sustainability experts, and incarcerated men and women. The really quite simple idea is to bring those two together, to bring science and sustainability projects in the way of education, that is lectures, in the way of real projects such as captive rearing of endangered species, and in terms of sustainability projects such as gardens and beekeeping and so forth, and to bring them literally behind bars to engage men and women who are incarcerated in the enterprise of science and sustainability.
So you have some experience with this. Before you came to Utah, you were a professor at Evergreen State College in Washington, and you did work in prisons there. I think I read you were working with inmates on moss cultivation. How did it work, and what were the results?
Right. Again, it sounds kind of strange, but there's an ecological problem in the Pacific Northwest that involves the harvesting of mosses from old growth forests in the Pacific Northwest for the horticulture trade. And my research with moss showed that that moss doesn't just grow back quickly. It takes 2 to 3 decades. So I realized I needed to learn how to farm mosses, and I decided that maybe great partners in that enterprise would be prisoners, men and women who don't have access to nature or nurturing something or learning about science or getting involved with something bigger than they are. So I approached a small minimum security prison in Washington State, and the superintendent at the time thought that was a good idea. He thought it would keep the guys amused and get them engaged with something that would keep them out of trouble. And that's exactly what happened. Not only did I learn about the science of farming mosses through their help, but it turned out that the prisoners began having more social interactions, more positive interactions. Their violent infractions went down. And so we realized that we really had something there. And since then, that program has enlarged to include gardening, composting, water catchment, recycling, beekeeping, and captive rearing of animals of endangered species such as the Oregon spotted frog, the Taylor checkerspot butterfly, and about 30 species of endangered prairie plants that are now being brought out for restoration work in the community. So it turned out to be a really great idea.
So based on that experience and some of the success that you've seen, what do you want to do here in Utah?
We have one of the most fantastic science colleges of any in the nation, and to have some of those faculty members and graduate students provide lectures in our Utah state prisons here at Draper and at Gunnison. So we've engaged 20 different professors who are already lined up to give lectures at our state prisons or our county jails. We've lined up other partners. The Jordan River Commission is very interested in having these inmates raise riparian vegetation behind bars so that they can revegetate the river system. We've been speaking with staff at the Utah Department of Corrections, at the Salt Lake City County Jail System, and they are very open to this idea of bringing education, science, and sustainability to the men and women who are behind bars. So we still have some negotiations. We still have to work out the many logistical problems that you can imagine that come with bringing university people, community people into prisons. But based on the experiences that we've had in Washington State and other states, I'm confident that we'll be able to do the same kinds of things here.
Your research has focused on the ecology of tropical and temperate forest canopies in Costa Rica. You've gone on to do many things, and I know you've won numerous awards for your work, particularly for your work getting the public engaged in science. How did you go from forest canopies to Utah prisons? Why is public engagement a priority for you?
I think many scientists are now asking themselves the question of, well, I do my science, I publish my research in these scientific papers that other scientists read, but the state of the world is such that I think that for scientists, I think many of us are asking, what else can I do? What else should I be doing in terms of trying to improve the relationship that humans have with the world? And in my case, as an ecologist and an environmental scientist, I ask myself the question, what can I do to bring humans closer to nature, to make them appreciate and be better stewards of nature? I got a Guggenheim Fellowship in 2001 to explore how I could do that as a scientist. And I began then just trying out, talking about trees, writing about trees in locales and venues that weren't sort of for the scientifically aware. And that's when I started going to prisons and churches and engaging rap singers to sing about trees and forest canopies to urban youth and so forth. And I have found that endlessly challenging and endlessly rewarding. And there's, I believe, no audience out there, no group of people out there who can't be made interested in nature and science and trees. But I just need to figure out how to make that link happen.
Nalini Nadkarni is the director of the Center for Science and Mathematics Education at the University of Utah. Thank you, Dr. Nadkarni.
You're welcome. Thank you.